Welcome to Mile High Report Radio Horse Tracks. And now, here's what's happening in Broncos country.
It's another week of football. Of course, that means there's another story coming out about Russell Wilson that seems so stupid to even talk about, but yet it kind of set Broncos Twitter and a little bit of NFL Twitter on fire on Wednesday just for no reason. My word, the stuff about Russell Wilson coming out is, it's getting just so annoying and tedious. And I still have no idea why we're doing this stuff. Then we also got the latest injury report for the Denver Broncos heading into their game against the Baltimore Ravens. You know, one where maybe there's a little bit of hope for them on the injury front, not only for what for players that might be able to come back this week, but also players that are going to be a little bit limited come game time. Of course, that probably won't ultimately matter. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into this edition of Horse Tracks. It is December 1st, 2022. It's the last month of the season. It's a Thursday, and it's time to kick things off. But before, if you haven't had the chance yet and you're new, go ahead and follow on any whatever podcast platform you're currently on. And also, make sure to go on over to milehighreport.com for tons of awesome articles daily. Go ahead, bookmark that. Follow us on social medias at Mile High Report on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Come check out the Instagram to see yours truly run that bad boy. But let's go ahead and just hop right into the Russell Wilson drama that I was talking about. Of course, we're talking about Russell Wilson's birthday. And man, like I said, this is so, so stupid. And what started it was a tweet by Mike Kliss. And he says, in this tweet, there's been some gossip about Russell Wilson standing in locker room. Not the locker room, in locker room. Here's some context. Per source, Wilson's wife, Sierra, threw him a birthday party last night. This was Wednesday morning at 9:30. And it looked like, the tweet was in reference to last night. And he goes on to say in his tweet, it looked like about half the team was there on players' day off. Why do people have to be so hurtful? So this is, where we're talking about someone's locker room presence. We're talking about someone's leadership ability. We're talking about just kind of speculation on whether or not Russell Wilson still has the backing of the locker room or not, which, by the way, he does. We'll get into that there in a couple of minutes. So we're talking about all these things, and the measuring stick we're going to use to see if a quarterback of an NFL franchise still has the backing of his locker room is by how many of them showed up to his birthday party. Did I get that right? We're talking about how many people showed up to a 34th birthday party, and that means Russell Wilson has the locker room or not. Why? What's the point? Who's doing this? Who's asking this? Who feels the need to talk about this? Then not only is Mike Kliss tweeting about this one, but also we had like Bleacher Report and was like Gridiron or some other NFL Twitter accounts talking about like, oh, per Mike Kliss, oh, half the locker room showed up to Russell Wilson's birthday party. Who cares? Oh man! And then of course this only kicked off like just a bunch of stuff because people had to answer about this. People were, because of the attendance of someone's birthday party, NFL players getting ready for a game after practice had to answer questions about a birthday party. All right. So it's just, and this is just one of the other many things that people are using to jump on Russell Wilson. The hate for Russell Wilson was weird in Seattle. It's just gotten even more weirder since. And I guess you can't be too surprised about this, because if the weirdness and the chatter and kind of some of the hate on Russell Wilson, if that was there when he was winning, what's it going to be like when he is losing? So obviously there is going to be noise. There is going to be talk. so we all shouldn't be surprised about it. I guess the only thing I can be surprised about is, I guess, the extent and just the weirdness and grasping of straws that there is. And this will never stop. The hate of Russell Wilson will never stop, so we might as well just get used to it, especially as Broncos fans, because we're going to have him for another 5-6 years. So whether you like that or not, that's probably the case, so you might as well just learn to deal with it at this point. But like I said, Russell Wilson's teammates came out and defended him at the press conferences on Wednesday. Justin Simmons, so I guess before I get into this, there's a lot of talk is like, I guess one of the first guys to talk about him actually was Dalton Risner, who was also one of the first people to speak out in favor of Russell Wilson. When those reports, I think it was a couple weeks ago, that Russell Wilson was using audibles from his days with Seattle. So Dalton Risner came out and said that was completely untrue. He's out here defending Russell Wilson again. He said, quote, "A lot of this is just so outlandish to me because I get to see him work every day. I get to see how much he cares about the guys in this locker room and the devotion he has to this game." I'm totally not surprised that Risner is out here defending him, of course. That's what we like to see from his linemen. And then he also said here is, quote, "All year, he hasn't been able to catch a break. People are just making up rumors about him. We may not be having a great season. We might be 3-8, but I respect the heck out of Russell Wilson." So, statement made by Dalton Risner right there. And then team leader, so people might think, oh, it's just one guy defending him. There's still probably a lot of reason to believe these reports that Russell Wilson's lost the backing of his locker room. But then you have a guy like Justin Simmons comes out and he says, quote, "I can't fathom thinking of that stuff." So there's a bold word right there. And then also we had running back Latavius Murray talking about this as well. He said, quote, "Got a lot of respect for him. Russell Wilson, probably even more respect with all he's had to go through this year. For us in the locker room, it is noise. We're here every day. We see the work that's been put in. People are going to have something to say no matter what. Having the expectations we had, there's going to be more talk. But he hasn't lost the locker room by any means, so has a lot of respect, and I still believe in him as a player and as our leader." That's a big-time quote right there. That's a big-time quote there from Latavius Murray. So when you have not just one guy who's defended him before, but another guy, and then a third guy. So we've seen we've seen Russell Wilson's offensive lineman, and then we saw team captain, just hero of the community, and also one of the best safeties in the league, Justin Simmons, coming out and backing Russell Wilson. And then we have another guy who's new to the Broncos, who only been with them with Denver for what, like 6 weeks now at this point, five, 6 weeks. He doesn't really have any relationships, or at least like long-lasting ties to Russell Wilson or to this franchise. He almost doesn't have any need to come out and defend Russell Wilson, but yet he still does. So there are three quotes, at least these three. They're all kind of different positions, groups. One on defense, a couple on offense. Then each of them are in different kind of areas with the team or have different relationships with Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. So this is just really credible proof that these reports about Russell Wilson having lost the locker room are outlandish. And I think they're just reports that are trying to get clicks on this one, maybe just speculations that aren't really backed by anything. If anything, it is just poor journalism. But when it comes to Russell Wilson, unfortunately, that's something that we see often, especially because that whole Russell Wilson using old signs thing died within a few days. That kind of shows you how credible those reports may be. So while I believe that a guy like Nathaniel Hackett definitely doesn't have the locker room, I still strongly believe that Russell Wilson does, and we have the evidence here to see so as well. So that's kind of my thoughts on that one. That's the direct quotes from them as well. So please go ahead and formulate your own opinion on this. Don't let my take have an impact on yours. It's better when we're not just, you know, echo chamber, just talking the same talking points as someone else has. If you disagree with me, please let me know. Go on over to Instagram and let me know. Of course, you can just send a DM. I read through them, or just leave a comment on in either of these posts. But I think it's foolish to think at this point that Russell Wilson has lost the locker room. He might have lost a couple of guys. I'm not going to refute that. But the fact that he's lost like a majority of the locker room, or even a meaningful percentage, I think that's false. And I think we need to give the benefit of the doubt, especially given from what these few players are saying at the least. All right. So there's that new Russell Wilson issue, drama, stuff that, and it guarantee you, I guarantee you, it will not be the last that we hear about this season, this offseason, and in the seasons to come. But let's go ahead and just check out the latest injury reports, get you guys up on some of the latest news that we have here listed on the Broncos official injury report from the team. It is another fairly lengthy list, and so once again, I'm going to get through all of this in one breath. Dakota Allen hamstring did not practice. Andrew Beck hamstring illness did not practice. KJ Hamler hamstring did not practice. Jonathan Harris knee did not practice. Kareem Jackson, not injury related, did not practice. Jerry Judy ankle did not practice. Raymond Jones illness did not practice. Kwan Williams wrist elbow knee did not practice. Dalton Risner shoulder limited. Kendall Hinton foot full. Jalen Virgil hip full. There we go. Did it again. I love that. That's the challenge we get to look through every single week, because the Broncos are always going to have a lengthy list of injuries. A few of the ones that stick out here, mostly that talks are coming out. So Hamler and Judy are not expected to play this week. They're expected to miss another game. And hopefully, maybe they'll be back next week. At this point, I guess it doesn't really matter anyway, but don't expect to see a recovery from Jerry Judy and KJ Hamler that happens in time to be able to face off against the Ravens. And right now, the kind of feeling is that there's a decent chance that Draymond Jones plays this week, especially with him just being withheld from practice due to illness, not necessarily due to the lingering injuries from him. So we can go ahead and hope for the best, because if the Broncos need to do something about the pass rush, because it has been abysmal the last couple weeks. Randy Gregory, please come back. Draymond Jones, please come back. I don't even know why I'm asking. Like I said, about KJ and Judy, it's not really like it matters all too much now, does it? But ladies and gentlemen, that's about going to wrap it for us on this edition of Horse Tracks. So feel free to sound off, leave a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of that fun stuff. And feel free to, that whole Spotify rap stuff is coming out. So if we're anywhere in on kind of your rap, feel free to put that on your, share that to your Instagram story, tag at Mile High Report. I'll be able to give you an awesome shout out, because if we are in there, you're just freaking awesome, and we really just appreciate your support. Make us one of the most listened to football blog podcast out there, so that's really fun. But you can go ahead and catch me every Monday. Make sure to go ahead and go on over to twitch.tv/MHR_live. Follow us, subscribe to us. Just make sure, put something in your calendar. 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time every single Monday. I am there live to break down the latest, but not greatest, Broncos news. Podcast. I also have a podcast that comes out on Mondays as well. A couple articles during the week. So just go ahead, check that stuff out. Enjoy your December. This is going to be a good month. Maybe I'm not even talking about football. I just know that for you guys out there, this is going to be a great month. Can't wait to, hopefully you guys just have a fantastic holiday season. Congrats on making it to December. And now we get to all have that feeling in us of where the heck did 2022 go? But go out, enjoy the rest of your day, guys. We'll see you on the next Horse Tracks. Or just any podcast you listen to, of course.
Oh, I'd say that's not true, man. It's funny, Troy, because I stay away from all that. You know, I don't see any of that stuff anymore, and it's been great.